Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. If you're by nature patient and optimistic, this time of year is the big payoff. We all love summer, but that humidity is just a killer. So when we start to detect those first cool breezes of autumn, we kind of indulge in a nice little smile and say, bring it on. And along with these first cooler days comes the richest season in Maryland for fruit. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen, there are some very nice ways of enjoying the harvest.
Tree fruits and stone fruits are just at their peak. I mean, wow. It's so exciting. And, you know, traditional desserts. Everyone's going to think pie. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a problem with pie. I love pie. I think it's delicious. But, you know, maybe everyone's a little scared sometimes, I think, of making pie crust and sort of this whole process. The much easier, simpler alternative is something like the cobbler, which, you know, the dough is very easy to make. It's very forgiving. And it's sort of easy to do as long as you have a couple containers in which to put it.
Wow. Let's talk about the filling first. What would be our approach to, say, using peaches?
Yeah. I mean, I think any fruit, you know, works well. And you just basically cut it up into small pieces. Typically, it's tossed with a little cornstarch because as the fruit cooks and gives off liquid, the cornstarch sort of thickens it a bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And gives you that sort of syrupy deliciousness that you're going to find in the cobbler. And to me, it's sort of a preference of how much cornstarch you want to use. I think I like to err on the side of a little less than more because I like the fruit to shine through, not necessarily sort of a syrup. If your fruit's just slightly underripe, a little sugar added is not a problem. And then, of course, anything you want, I mean, you don't have to, but to add a crunch, you know, nuts and those types of things work really well inside a cobbler.
Yeah, they sure do. Yeah. Now, let's talk about the top, the batter that you're going to whip up.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a rumor that cobbler got its name from it, the sort of top looking like the cobblestones in the street. you know, which, you know, unlike pie dough, which is rolled out and thin and very pretty, this is a much more rustic approach, you know, to sort of just topping off your fruit. It's simple, again, it's flour, butter, salt, a little sugar. Flavoring if you'd like, and sort of the technique you use to make biscuits, you know, sort of the cutting, or I use my hands. I just get in there and start to squeeze these little cubes of butter together, coat them in flour. You do not have to get them nearly as well incorporated as if you're making other types of biscuits. You can leave large chunks of butter in your topping mix, and then it's just a matter of, you know, getting a oven-proof dish, because we're going to bake all this stuff together. I personally like to do them as individuals rather than making, you know, I think sort of the 8-ounce ramekins that you can get are super good to use to do cobblers. This way everybody gets their own. And it's super easy. And you're just going to basically mix the fruit with the things you need to mix it with, fill the ramekin, and then sort of take your dough and sort of lightly cover it and bake it in the oven.
Do you take like a scoop and then...
Yeah, I mean, again, it's kind of a rustic event. You don't need to cover it completely like you would the top of a pie crust, but I always like more crunchy goodness on top than less.
Well, talking about crunchy goodness, the crumble is a nice variation on this.
Crumble or crisp like is another one where in the dough you actually add things that are either crumbly or crispy. Like the crisp is traditionally has some sort of nuts mixed into the dough, like ground, you know, roughly chopped walnuts or almonds, which add a crisp to the top of the crust, which is also very delicious.
And the crumble itself, that has a lot more butter.
Exactly. And this dough is just really just fall apart pieces.
Yeah. And you just sprinkle that on.
You just basically on top. Exactly.
And it's really good.
Yeah.
And it's so welcome any time of the day, I would think.
Yeah, I think so.
The cobbler's crisps and crumbles. We'll put some ideas on the website.
Of course.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.